At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome into the show, folks. Hello, it is the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news nonsense and my personal adventures. Thank you so much for joining me in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can head over there and shop for a brand new Yamaha golf cart, or perhaps a side-by-side ATV, UTV. You can check out their selection online or in person at their showroom, 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. If you want to check that out, thank you. Excuse me, I got to drink the rest of this coffee. Okay, I feel like I'm on thin ice. First of all, let me take care of this. This is my last free podcast of the week. Tomorrow there will not be a podcast. Now these are all, everything I'm telling you are all decisions that I've made like hours ago or minutes ago. There will not be a Patreon bonus podcast tomorrow as well. There will be material posted on the free platform. I'll string together three back-to-back-to-back Patreon shows that haven't been heard to the free audience from a moment in time, not horribly long ago. And on Patreon, I'll post something to listen to while I'm away. Ben Glaze knows what's up because I revealed to him that Big Fraud Thursday, this is a day of cancellation or postponement. Big Fraud Thursday is no longer happening. That's why, and Ben knows why, that's why he wrote, "You idiot, fucking loser." And he's right. He's absolutely right. Some of you are figuring this out as to what's going on here based on the context of the week. Yesterday, I was minding my own business. I think it was in my room just hanging out or whatever. And then Madison comes in with a serious look on her face. As you know, this is a wedding of the year week. And she says, "Dad, for Friday, I need you to be at Jimmy John's at 10 a.m. You have to pick up food for, and I guess I don't know what. All I know is that she said, I have a party platter there that you will be picking up, and then you will take it to the venue. Now, I had an opportunity there to say, well, wait a minute, I've got things planned, or wait, I'm podcasting. Man Bun Chris and I are on the same wavelength. He writes my quote, "Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait." And that's what I said. I go, "Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm at your disposal." And she says, "You also need to take that Blackstone over to the venue. Chop, chop." "Of course. Yeah, I'll do that Thursday." And I immediately said, well, I'm not podcasting Friday. Matt says, Jimmy John's for a wedding. Is it hot and now out of EZ's budget? No, this is for the help. To feed the help. And I think, you know how like the chicks get ready beforehand? They have like a get ready party where they all wear jammies. I think that that's what this is. At least that's what it was for Jacqueline's wedding. You have like the hair professionals that are there and the makeup professionals that are there. And all these chicks have to get their hair and their makeup done by whatever, this team. And they need snacks. So I'm like, okay, right on. Yeah, okay, so that's that. I was in a conversation with Jacqueline about 90 minutes ago, and we're wrapping up that talk on the phone, and she says, see you tonight. And I go, for what? She goes, the rehearsal dinner? I go, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that. Well, what time is it at? Just curious. I mean, I knew, but I just want to see if you know. She says, 6 p.m. I go, yep, that's what I got too. I immediately text Ben Glaze. Hey, everything's changed. We're going to have to postpone Who Are These Free Beers till next week. There's no telling how much closer we would have gotten to the actual moment of broadcast. I mean, it's quite possible that at 5 p.m., I would have been sitting here like this, and Pooh Bear would have come in and said, aren't you getting ready? It had Jacqueline not said that. And I would have been like, huh? Yeah, rehearsal dinner. So that happened. Immediately texted the Glaze. Yo, I forgot the rehearsal dinner is tonight. LOL, we have to put it off till next week. Okay, no worries, he says. Then he follows that up with, you idiot, LOL. All right. So I hope you understand what has happened here. I'm so, silver lining, I am so committed to these broadcasts that it's front and center in my mind. So officially, I go ahead, do my regular podcast right now, my free platform podcast. We do the Patreon podcast. And then I'm punching out, and I'll talk to you like on Monday. Okay. Also, there is a bit of a, I don't know, I'm not sure what to call this, but there was a little bit of a disturbance in the force here at the household this morning. And I detected it. First of all, Pooh Bear said to me last night, she goes, while I'm at the Barry Manilow concert, I need you to vacuum the living room and use the Bissell rug cleaner and clean the carpet. And then I need you to vacuum the dining room, the kitchen, the steps. And I need you to clean two bathrooms. And I said, yeah, right on. Of course. And I didn't get it all done. So I planned on doing it today. Chris says, yeah, do everything while I have fun. I'm not going to say that. I mean, I would have had fun too, But anyway, I was a little bit tied up because I had to clean the cat box and I had to take out the trash. I'm not kidding you. I had to shock the pool. I had to backwash and shock the pool. And then things kind of piled up. And I was late getting the Patreon bonus podcast done. So that was all kind of fitted in there. Next thing you know, it's 9:30. And then Pooh Bear calls. She says, I'm on the way back from the Barry Manilow concert. I go, yeah, right on. Okay. So I didn't say anything. And I'm seated here today. And she says, can I keep the dogs in here? I go, yeah, what's up? Well, I have to vacuum the kitchen and the dining room and the steps. And I go, well, I'm doing that. I was looking forward to doing that for you. And she goes, no, I've got it. So I think I got a little bit, a slight degree of an indicator that she may be annoyed with that. I wasn't too sure. I did not push the issue. Because on any other week, I would have dropped, am I getting some sass or something like that? But pros like me don't do that. So, all right, I just let that go. I didn't say a word. I go downstairs, and it's time to do this show. And it's 2 minutes to 10 a.m., and I put Bruce on his leash, and I asked Pooh Bear if she would let the dogs out because I got to get up here, which I still was late because I was having, I don't know what the hell's wrong with this computer. It's acting up lately, requiring a lot of restarts. I don't know if it's at the end of life or what. She agrees to take the dogs out. No big deal. Before that, she says, hey, go get Madison out of bed. She's in there with Ash. They're like sleeping right now. And I go, what's up? Yeah, there's a lot to be done. She has to go and get the marriage license, and she's got a lot of stuff to do. This isn't a vacation where she can sleep in. And she says it like that. And I'm like, and she's throwing me, like, this is like throwing me into the pit of hell. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I said, with all due respect, I'm sidestepping that. You seem more invested in this than she does, or than I do. I cannot agree to that. And again, I detected the pressure. I think she's, it's like wedding pressure by proxy. I do not feel pressure. Hell, I don't even know when anything is happening. Now, I am good. I did look a little weird because I didn't know that the rehearsal dinner was tonight. Or I'd forgotten that the rehearsal dinner is tonight. I think it's important that I bring in Pooh Bear here. To get her input on all this. I think something's going on.
Hello?
Hello, Pooh Bear?
Yeah?
I was just talking with the audience that it seems like there's a little bit of wedding pressure. What was that? Are you all right?
No, Darla just bit my toes, Darla.
Darla's biting your toes?
Yeah, she does it all the time. Stop. Anyway,
yeah, I was calling because it seemed like there was a degree of wedding pressure that was starting to manifest. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Now, how could that happen when it's just you that's awake? Is it because you're thinking about all the things that have to be done still?
Yeah, and people are sleeping. like the bride and groom.
What about the idea of you telling me to go wake them up?
I didn't tell you to go wake them up.
You said Madison needs to get up.
Yeah, but I didn't say Eric go wake them up, did I? No.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
I was just making a statement.
Okay. So what do you propose should be done here?
Well, I just poked my head in there and told them that they need to get up. There's stuff that needs to be done.
What is the quote-unquote stuff that needs to be done? I talked about they need to travel to get the marriage license.
They need to go pick up their marriage license. They need to go pick up... God damn it. They need to go pick up some mixers for the drinks. They need to still finish the board. There's plenty to be done. Darla! Yes.
Yeah, I can really hear her now.
Being an a-hole. She's playing with groups.
I was talking about how I was talking about.
She's biting her. She's actually biting his ear.
Who is Bruce?
His whole ear. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Wow. Now I didn't quite get all of my chores done. Was that how annoying was that?
You did what you could do. I'm not mad at that. I mean, I'm not going to expect you to do all the work while I'm out.
All right. Thank God. I'm glad you said that. I was concerned that I was in deep shit over not getting the kitchen vacuumed.
Oh, God, no.
Thank God. Because the audience here was trying to paint you as being like kind of a, kind of like an overlord.
Ah.
And I'm like, no, that's not true at all.
Yeah, well, they can eat a shoe.
Yeah, they can eat a shoe. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Are we, we have our, did you remember that the rehearsal dinner is tonight?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure because sometimes that slips people's minds.
No, I've got it all under control with that. We have to be there by, like, 5:45.
Yeah.
We only have an hour to do our thing.
We only have an hour for the rehearsal dinner?
For the rehearsal. And then the rehearsal dinner is at Hopcat in Holland at 7:30.
Well, don't announce it. I don't want anybody to be there.
Oh, never mind. It's not at Hopcat in Holland. It's at Papino's in Jenison.
Great. Now we're going to get boring Dean pounding his pud staring at us from outside.
Okay.
Man Bun Chris asks, did Darla find the mayonnaise? I don't even know what that means.
No, neither. Maybe on the fridge or something? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, so that you think that they're getting up now, huh?
They better be. I'm not gonna bust my ass and while they're sleeping.
Well, it's not like anything you do has any effect on them. I think you should just let them sleep and let them figure it out. They'll learn.
Okay.
You can't be like a helicopter parent. You just got to let them fuck it up.
No. No, I don't like that idea.
Okay.
It causes me too much anxiety.
All right, go. Well, you do you. I'll do me.
Okay, bye-bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye-bye.
See ya.
Megan says, nah, it's your party. I'm with Diana. Various comments like, party in Holland. Maureen and I will meet you girls there, Linda says. Bob says, just go lay on the horn. That'll wake him up. By the way, the sound of Darla in the background was hysterical. I thought she was annoyed with me for not getting my chores done. She sure didn't seem like it there. So that's good, I guess. All right. So I feel bad about screwing the deal up for the Big Fraud Thursday show. Good news, though. We've got our clips all ready to go for next week's show. Such is life. Okay. I am working on my speech for Madison, and I shouldn't say that. I haven't worked on it at all. Madison and Ash, I should say, as father of the bride. I haven't worked on it at all, but I think I have an idea of how something's going to go, because I got a phone call yesterday from Jacqueline that and she was going over some of her speech that she has for Madison, and she was talking about some of the things that she's going to reference. And she said that she's going to reference when we were in the car and Madison was screaming and Jacqueline said, "Hit her, she's loud." She said, "Hey, how old was Madison when that happened, and how old was I?" And I said, "Well, she's probably between 2 and 3-ish. So that would put you at around 7. And she goes, "Oh, okay." And then I said, "Do you want that clip? Do you want us to actually feature that clip?" And we talked it out, and we decided that, yes, it would work. As would for what I want to do, and that got me thinking, I am going to, for, she can feature that clip for her speech. And I, and Chris says, that's the one with Jet was playing on the radio. So there's a timestamp. Yes. And I can feature the one where she called in looking for the DS case, upset because she couldn't find the DS case. So those are two important things. And I said, well, I think I want to play those. So I said, all right, I'm going to play those. So then I reached out to the DJ, go, "Hey, I'm going to get you these clips." And then about half an hour later, I'm in the shower, I go, "Wait a minute, you should probably run this by Madison. You don't want to, I mean, what if she takes this poorly? What if she's embarrassed?" And I go, "I can't leave this to chance." Chris says, "Was that the one where you had to translate for the audience?" "Yes, I'll play it in a second." So I went down. I go, "Hey, here's what I want to do." And I spelled it out for her. And she goes, "You have the approval." I go, "What a great sport you are."
No.
We're driving.
Stop it.
Dad, hit her. She's loud. At about the same time, Madison called me while I was at the radio station. A good radio host puts this on the air immediately.
Hello?
Daddy.
Yeah, hi, Maddie. What's up? You sound like you're upset. Your mother is upset because your DS case is missing and you can't find it anymore?
Something about a candy jar.
So I'm guessing that it'll probably turn up, you know, over time. It probably just can't find it right now because you're rushing looking for it.
No, I just want to find it.
We'll find it, I promise you.
I want to find it now.
Me too. I want to find it too, but I'm. It might take a little looking.
We didn't come around.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're having a rough start to your day. I'm sorry. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
But talk to mommy.
Sure, it'll be okay.
But talk to mommy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you put mommy on?
Hello.
Wow. Hello. Wow, we recorded that. It's awesome.
fantastic moment in time. 20 years later, here we are. I like how it, by the way, Chris says, this was recorded last week. And then she says, you want to talk to mommy? And I didn't like say yes or no. So Madison, you want to talk to mommy? You want to talk to mommy? And then Diana with the thrilled, oh, yay. By the way, when I was procuring those clips to be able to be featured here, they had been on another source. And so you haven't heard those in quite some time. And someone talked about this recently. I think it was Kevin Kuiper's retarded brother, Matt. He talked about how it's been a long time since we've heard the clip of Bill Simonson laughing hysterically at my Facebook post when that stupid ride at some hillbilly fair went haywire. And, well, I think you know the clip. Bill talked about it on his show.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
From that carnival ride up, I think it was in Traverse City, that looked like it was in it's full of people, and it looked like it was going to tip over, and everybody rushed to help balance the thing. I was reading from the Eric Zane Show podcast, and they had the video. And his quote was, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, Zane. Every time Eric Zane, it seems like he's going to settle down and just be a good guy. He completely alienates half his audience. It's amazing. On a serious note, how about the people came and balanced that? Now, I'm not going to jump on these rides at all. You know what I love about carnivals? Their food. I'm not lying. Food and cold beer or cold beverages. But if you're the Eric Zane Show podcast, you can't put as a headline over the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to stereotype carnies, okay? I'm not going to do that. I applaud the people who just all rush there to balance it, to stop the damn ride and let the people get off before there was tragedy. And the reason we can laugh is that there was no tragedy. And I think Eric should retract his paragraph above the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers, dirt people rush down. 24/7, the podcast are free at the Huge Show.
So that's how that went. Man Bun Chris says he can't say it seriously, LOL. David says this is awesome. Nick says, when I was Bill's phone screener, you might have told me that, but I don't remember it. I told him I wanted to be on the radio one day. He told me, quote, the only broadcasting you'll ever do is through a Taco Bell drive-through speaker. Oh my God. Murder lover Linda says, greatest headline ever written. So descriptive. Ryan says, this is one of my all-time favorites. Ha! Chris says, one of the most perfectly crafted headlines in the history of headlines. Maureen says, is he indicating your audience are carnies, hillbillies, and dirt people? Yeah, I think he is. I don't think that's right. That might be right for the huge show. I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly who's listening to Bill's show. It's been a while since I checked out the huge show, so I turned it on yesterday. And he had, I think it was the executive secretary for the Michigan High School Athletics Association to discuss a rule change in ninth grade basketball. Ninth grade girls basketball. And that was a 3-hour conversation about that topic. I was thrilled. Then, as Chris says, because I didn't hear the whole show, Chris says, then he went to his badminton insider. Everybody knows that the only sport worth talking about in West Michigan is NPSL soccer with the Michigan Rangers. And ladies and gentlemen, I have yet another schedule change for you. Yesterday, I talked about how the June 4th game yesterday had been moved to June 18th. There is another change to that. It is now moved to the 17th. And the location is at the big football field on Davenport University's campus. So your tickets will still be honored, of course. We're expecting standing room only, and we might surpass an NPSL record for attendance. Last night, the Michigan Rangers took on Chicago, or as Bill would say, Chicago, in a separate tournament outside of league play. They took on Barcelona in a neutral site game in Chicago, and they won 3-0 to advance to the semifinals of the tournament. Ben Glaze is here. He writes the classic line, statewide. No, it was lakewide web address. That was the joke. Lakewide web address, quack, quack. I think that the duck's name was Bill, so we started suggesting that the duck spoke like huge. All right. So we are rolling on a Thursday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I want to thank everybody for checking the show out on Facebook and YouTube. But I will be sending you on your way. There's still more podcasting to be listened to or watched. You have to go to Twitch to catch it, though. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That is my main platform. My main free platform, I should say. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live. Patreon, also equally as important, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for free for 7 days. There's 57 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers, nearly 200 episodes of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and a whole lot more where that came from. Sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you can enjoy the content and try it out. As long as you cancel before the 7 days, you will not be charged. You can cancel it right after you sign up, and you still get the 7 days. It's up to you. I had one person yesterday, Clown of Carnage, said, yeah, I signed up for the 7 days, and I couldn't cancel it because I thought I'd missed something. He said, you're like on fire, Easy. You can't be stopped. You're a force of nature. And I go, I know. I know that. I've been telling people that since the day I was born. Check it out online, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I almost forgot the audio from the free platform, the free podcast. Free podcast is available wherever you download shows. Just search Eric Zane Live. I'm sorry. God, I'm getting half this shit wrong. If you want the audio of the free podcast, just search my name on any platform. There it is. You can email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. That's good to say hello. That's good to try to catfish me. That's good if you want to tell me how much I suck. That's good if you're a recent convert or you've recently broken the spell of paying attention to the Free Beer and Hot Wing show because it sucks cock. That's good if you want to make a marketing inquiry, if you want me to talk about your business. Just let me know. Leave me your email address. Well, I'll just respond to your email, and we'll start that dialogue. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Racing this weekend at Berlin. I will be at that. Okay. I will be attending that on Saturday. Racing starts at 6:30. You have until 11:59 p.m. Friday to get your tickets for $14 when you go to berlinraceway.com. Can't stress that enough. If you wait to any time after that, you're paying more money. So if a group of four wants to get together and go to the races, it's $14 times four. For those four tickets after 11:59 p.m., that's $4 more a pop. Don't do that. Get your tickets in advance at berlinraceway.com. I will be there. Ben Glaze and his better half will be there. Pooh Bear will be there. Cutie Patootie Kevin Kuipers will be there, trolling for tuna. And Sarah Rook Ruck Roosh will be there. Avery Roosh will be there. Avery Rook Ruck Roosh. He is a NASCAR race official. He rules with an iron fist. Like if a driver who wins a race shows up to the scales to get his car tested to make sure he's legal, it's not unlike Avery to yank that fucker out of the car and beat the shit out of him if he's caught cheating or some shit like that. Did you know, speaking of NASCAR, I used to interview a guy, he's now deceased, by the name of Junior Johnson. Old school driver. And when I was in Tennessee, we used to, every week, we would get Junior Johnson on. And guy's a legend. I think he won the Daytona 500 more than once. He also was the crew chief for Darrell Waltrip's team during those big years. He's a pioneer. He got his start as a bootlegger, like driving around from the fucking cops. That's how a lot of his skill set was formed. He used to race Daytona like on the actual beach. And when he would race, he'd have like shirt sleeves on. It was no fucking fire suit back then. And so he told me about a time what he would do to cheat. And it was quite ingenious. He would, how did he do it again? He would qualify in the car, and then they would weigh the car, and then it would come time for the race, and then they'd start racing, and he would reach, and he installed a lever with a cable, and he would move it from the driver's seat, and a panel would open up and drop weight, ball bearings. He would pack the car full of ball bearings. So the race weight was less than the actual weight of the car. When he was, Chris knows, he says, drop lead shot. So Chris obviously has heard of this. But when I heard that, I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
That's the way we did it back then, EC.
Fucking great guy. Rest in peace, Junior Johnson. Sarah knows this. She says, oh, my God. Sarah's a hillbilly, so she knows these things about racers like Junior Johnson. All right. Adam Kasari will not be racing this weekend again. I don't want to say this is a lost season for Adam Kasari, but he suffered a concussion very early in the racing year. And I think he said he's just got a little bit more time to recover before he gets the all clear from his doctor. But when he does, he'll be driving his limited late model 9K car with my logo on it over at Berlin. But that's not what I'm talking about now. By day, Adam is a realtor. So if you're selling your home or you're thinking about buying a home, absolutely trust a realtor. You don't want to do this on your own. And I understand there are lots of realtors out there. Everybody knows a realtor. You know, all I'm asking is that you consider him. Get him on the phone. See if he can help you. See if he impresses you with what his plan is to either get you into a home or to sell your home. To do that, you reach out at 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. I remember there was a time in Tennessee when I pissed off Rusty Wallace so bad, I thought he wanted to fight me. I've told this story before, but where I was living in Knoxville, just a little bit to the east is Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, in Gatlinburg. Pigeon Forge, they built and launched a go-kart track called the NASCAR Speed Park. And every so often, they'd have drivers there. And they would invite, we would participate in a race, a media race. So you've got all the you know, various radio station people. And I was not with Greg and Chris at that point. But Billy Kidd, rest in peace, he says, hey, mate, you want to race Rusty Wallace? I hate that son of a bitch. I go, yeah, I'll do it. He goes, whatever you do, don't let him pass you. Put the block on him. I don't give a shit. If anybody else passes you, you do not let him pass you. I go, I'm about it. I'll do it. And I didn't give a shit. So now the point was, Rusty starts in the back of the field so that everyone can get the have the fun of racing Rusty Wallace as he rips on by you. And he had a faster car. They intentionally give him a faster car so that he can eat up the field throughout the race. And I'm like, there is no fucking way this motherfucker is passing me. And we were all prompted, if he's passing you, let him pass you. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. That fucker didn't have a chance. Every time he tried to get a line to pass me, I'm like yanking my shit over, like, fuck you, Wallace. And so that was great. And then the race ended, and I started, like, doing a victory dance. In your face, Wallace! Doing one of those. And boy, the look on his face, he was so pissed. He owned a Chevy dealership in the area. He still does, called Rusty Wallace Chevy or some shit. And they pulled their ads. They had a bunch of ads on, and so did the NASCAR Speed Park. We were never invited back. They quit advertising on the radio station. Rusty Wallace Chevy quit advertising on the radio station, all because of this. And a lot of people are like, well, yeah, that fits easy. That's kind of like what you've been doing your whole life. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I also was told. I mean, Billy was my boss. And fuck, if he told me to block Rusty Wallace, I'm going to block Rusty Wallace. You're not going to pass me, you fucker. Fuck that shit. They sat me down. I go, well, what? I was racing. I cannot believe I have to explain to Rusty Wallace that I was racing. Fuck you, Wallace. Aaron brings up, reminds me of when Zane, Freebeer, Joe, and Hot Wings raced each other somewhere. Eric caused Hot Wings to lose because he drove 55 miles an hour and wouldn't get out of Hot Wings' way. No, it was more like 25 miles an hour. And that was at Berlin. Packed grandstands. We get in the fucking thing. And Hot Wings is a pretty good driver. And I was paranoid. And I didn't want to get into a wreck because in these piece of shit cars. So, yeah, that was the same thing. I was putting the block on them. Cole says, is he the one guy that ran over that guy a couple years ago? And Chris says, no, that was Tony Stewart. And that was an accident. I'll defend that forever. No, it was. I think they were in those wedge cars or those sprint cars or whatever the fuck they were at a local track. And there was a couple of cars got together. And Stewart's still on the track. And this guy's car is out of commission. So the guy climbs out of the car and he's on the track, like losing his mind. And he like kind of got in front of Tony Stewart's car. And a lot of people tried to blame Tony Stewart for murdering him. But that was ruled a justifiable homicide because the guy was going crazy on the track and he wanted to kick Tony Stewart's ass. So the judge said, no, he deserved to die. And Tony Stewart ran over him and greased that guy and he was dead right there. They didn't even peel him off the track until after the race. You know, it was quite a scene. I might be a little sketchy on some of those details, but I'm 98% sure that that's exactly how it went down. Bob says race car drivers get super butthurt when some regular dope beats them. A buddy once met Tanner Faust at the local go-kart track and beat him in front of his camera crew, and he was so pissed. There was another thing we did at Berlin, and I wish they'd bring this back. Which, by the way, they offered me on Memorial Day to drive, and there was a four-cylinder media race. And this is the same thing as what I was just talking about with Outwigs. And I couldn't – where was I? I was either up north or – no, I think I was hosting something else. It wasn't over Memorial Day. But – I forget what it was, but I was booked and I couldn't. No, it was soccer, I think. But they wanted me to do that then. They also used to do this thing on the infield. They'd bring in like all these dump trucks full of dirt and make a track that was a figure eight. And you get in these cars and, you know, like the Hot Wheels track with the figure eight and occasionally the cars will come together and crash. That's what it was. And, oh, my God, was that incredible. And it seems, I don't know if I would do that anymore. It seems like something that could kill you. But we were in that type of race once, and it was awesome at the time. But I'm a little older and wiser now, So I don't know if I would do that. Hell, I don't even know if I would have done the four-cylinder thing, now that I think about it. That shit scares me. Whenever I go to the races, I see these guys do their thing, and I'm like, well, this seems incredibly hard. All right? I cannot go as far as to say, okay, so you look at like, I think that the term athlete sometimes is overused. An athlete is like prime physical shape, athletics. And I don't think that driving is so much the athletics, but it's nearly impossible to do. Okay? You can be, it's not comparable. You can't compare something, two things. Like, I would have the same amount of chance of being an NFL player as I would being successful in winning a four-cylinder race at the local track. It's impossible. One of the hardest things you can possibly do is be successful as a driver. It requires, you know, they have that thing. Malcolm Gladwell says you do 10,000 hours of anything and you're pristine, you're a professional, you're great at it. I think for driving, that's like 100,000 hours. But I cannot support the notion that you have to be an athlete to do it. Because I see some of these fat fucks at the track, and I know for a fact that they are not athletes, but they have a skill that only a 0.0001% of the population has. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.